Farming can be a difficult business. Every year, Wisconsin farmers work through market volatility and changes in costs while working the land to produce food for people.
Many farmers are hitting retirement age, and there's been an ongoing concern about the transition to the next generation of farmers, with fewer young people going into agriculture.
In northern Wisconsin, a young farmer is looking to reverse that trend at age 19. Corey Adams is a recent high school graduate. With the help of a federal Farm Service Agency loan, he's now the owner of what he hopes to become a 50-head-strong cattle ranch in Douglas County. I talked to him last week. All right, you just graduated high school last year, I think. You're 19, and now you own a farm. What drew you to want to take up a life as a farm operator?
Well, you see, I've been farming for 3 years for a guy named John Teepel. He runs a dairy farm, and I got drawn to it. I didn't really have a plan coming out of high school, and I decided that this is the life that I want. You know, there's a lot to be had in farming. There's not a lot of young attention to it. And I know that if I succeed and young people my age see success, more people will be drawn to this.
I got to say, you hit it right there. Usually when we talk on the show about young people and farming, the story is they're not, right?
Yep.
What is it as a young person there in Douglas County, what is it when you went to work on that dairy farm that made you say, hey, yeah, this is something I could see doing as a career?
Well, you see, John Teepel has a way with, how would I say this? He has a way of connecting with his workers, you know? And as of right now, I'm his only worker. And see, working on the farm, it's me and him, we're working together, and you're outside, you know, if it's snowing outside, you're working in the element, you know, but it's peaceful, you know, you don't have to deal with 20 people coming in, taking orders and whatever. How you determine the day on the farm is how your day is going to be.
All right, so what does it take to buy a farm? You went for a federal farm loan, I think. What was that process like from, hey, yeah, I want to do farming, to I own a farm?
So John Teepel had land that was close to the Steering farm. And there was land that was closer to John's farm that was going up for sale. So the Searings came to us and they're like, there's this farm down the road from you guys. Let's trade land. So what ended up happening is John was going to trade the land, but it had a house and it had a barn. And John came to me and said, would you be interested in buying it? And I said, yes, of course. You know, I mean, an opportunity like this is one in a million. You know, you're 18 years old, the chance to buy a farm and actually get your feet in the door and try this out. So it took a very long time to get this officially done. It took almost 6 months. So with the government shutdown happening, that was our biggest problem there. And then with FSA, we had to get the loan approved. You know, an 18-year-old coming in there doesn't have a lot of credit, but they said that was used to my benefit. And then after that, it was just a waiting game for everything else to get approved. And then right when we were about to close, the government shutdown happened, so it got extended a little bit longer.
Oh, no.
And then once I bought the farm, the day that I bought it, and I was thinking about my plan for the weekend and whatever, we ended up getting a whole bunch of snow.
I got to ask, Corey, what was it like the first time you set foot on this property after completing this deal? And you're like, you're there, and this is your thing now.
Well, see, I brought mom and dad with me. We walked in the front door. I'm looking out my back window. I see all these silos. I see the barn. And I'm thinking, this is actually my chance to prove that I can do this. You know, it's a one in a million chance.
We're talking about farming in Wisconsin and following your dreams with Corey Adams, 19-year-old, who's the owner of a cattle ranch in Douglas County. Now, Corey, you were working on this, you still are, I think, working on this dairy farm. You're doing, though, beef cattle. What led you in that direction for your own farm?
So John Teepel is probably the best owner, best boss out there. And I wouldn't want to ruin an opportunity for working for John and then trying to start up my own operation. You know, that the farm that I bought it was a dairy farm. However, the barn needs a lot of work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn that into a calf barn, mm-hmm. and then keep working for John and just do beef cows on the side. Cause at the end of the day, I love getting up at 2 a.m. and milking cows, and then milking cows at 2 p.m. And I wouldn't want to give that up. So yeah, I see it as a win-win. I get to keep working for John, and then on the side, I get to raise some beef cows and feed America.
Now you are working obviously on this new farm. I think the step one is going to be 10 head. You're looking to work up to 50. But what is on your to-do list in the next couple few months?
So as soon as May hits, and me and John are going to start laying new barbed wire out there. Right before I closed on the property, we ended up pounding 500 posts, wood posts out there, and got everything set up just for barbed wire. And as soon as that hits, we're going to be ready for cattle out there. John has some cows he's going to throw out there. I'm just looking to secure a deal with somebody for 10 head.
I was looking at herd size numbers. Now, 50, if you're a dairy farmer in Wisconsin, that's small. If you're a beef, if you got beef cattle in Texas, that's small. In Wisconsin, 50 is a pretty decent sized herd for beef cattle. Is that what led you to that as your target?
So what it ultimately comes down to is at the end of the day, what do I feel my land can carry, you know? And 50 head of cattle plus what John will throw out there on his land, because I own 80 acres and he owns 240 of that, or 240 more of that. So we're just combining our land together. So he's going to throw some cows out there. I'll throw some cows out there. And that's 50 is what I feel is what I can feed and I can help maintain throughout their lifespan.
Now, I don't know how many people you want per head of cattle there. Is this just you doing this, or were you going to have to bring people on, some hands on to help out?
So if I were to for right now, it'd be just me. However, I would like to get my younger brother involved in the farming. That's always been a goal of mine. But as of right now, it's just me and John, and I feel like that's where I'm most comfortable at is two people. Getting her done.
For younger people who never even thought about farming, what would you say to encourage them to, you know, maybe try it out, get that job at the local dairy farm or whatever and see if it's right for them?
Well, you see, when I started working on the farm, I was 16 years old. I was still in my shell. I didn't know anything about dairy farming. See, when you go to a dairy farm, it's going to be a whole new opportunity. There's so much to learn. It's free education that you're getting paid for. And if you wake up every morning with a good attitude, there's always room for success. And as long as you you find happiness in this, there's always room to get her done. You know, basically, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is it going to mean to you? What's it going to feel like when you don't just have a farm, but you have that first round, those first 10 cattle on that farm?
Oh, it's going to be at that point, it's going to be a year coming, you know, because the first time I looked at this place, it was last May. And then because I was still in high school and I was telling people about this opportunity, and there's a lot of people that are like, no, there's no way that's going to happen. Well, then come to find out, you know, a couple months later, I ended up buying it. And it's like all this time and all this dedication to make sure that this happens, you know, it's going to finally be there.
Corey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Corey Adams is a 19-year-old beef and dairy farmer in Douglas County. We've been talking with Corey about his dream of farming in northern Wisconsin and why he tackled that goal at his age. Well, there aren't a lot of young farmers in Wisconsin, but I'm guessing Corey isn't the only one. Are you a younger person who's gone into agriculture, or did you grow up on a farm and decided, hey, this isn't the life for me? Either way, we want to hear your story. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.